One of the things that was a first for Queen Mary's was a plastic surgery liaison role, meaning someone who was working with district nurses that went also to the clinics, the outreach clinics that our consultants did, so in Chichester, Epsom and so on, to work with the surgeons there, advise on wound management, but also to prepare patients for coming into hospital. So again, we were, in today's language, reducing length of stay because the patient was prepared, their microbiology, their wound swabs and so on, were free of the organisms that we worried about in terms of wound healing before they came in. But better still, their setup was arranged. So for example, a flap on the sacrum, we were able to bring the patient in. Previously would have been 3 or 4 weeks in hospital. The patient came in prepared and the bed was in place at home for them to return home, and we could turn those patients around in around 4 days.
Yes. Whereas before that system, they would have been in
They'd have been with us at least a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it depended on their home circumstances and so on. Yes. But actually, the liaison role wasn't a first for Queen Mary's because the Burns unit had their outreach service before us.
Yes.
By Ruth Clark.
Yes.
Ran that service in the Burns unit. And we put then a proposal together.
We did.
That changed the establishment on the ward, so we didn't get any more money at the time, but we actually took one of the F-grade posts from the ward environment, the ward establishment rather, and put it into the liaison post.